This is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my creative and crafty podcast, Thread Snippings. This is episode 95 for Monday, August 4th, 2025. And I know I didn't make a Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Sunday, August 3rd. I am sorry, I just had too much going on Sunday to prepare for Otakon this coming weekend, which is what I want to talk about on my first Thread Snippings episode of the year. I want to talk about my annual visit to the Omaha Makerspace. I visit it roughly once a year, usually to work on a cosplay prop with a tool that I don't have at home. Sometimes it's a staple gun. This year was the second year that what I needed was a drill and a vice grip to work on a cosplay staff. Which reminds me, I do need to pack both Vanellope's and Sakura's staffs, because I do plan on wearing both of those costumes to Otakon again this year. Sorry for the background noise, hold on. So I believe I talked about this in a past Thread Snippings episode. I talked about the work of creating the lollipop scepter staff, scepter wand for my Sailor Vanellope costume, and both of these staffs are modular, they have to be able to be packed in a suitcase. And the staff head and the staff body connect to each other with screws and screw sockets, which are held on with flex glue in both cases. And in both cases, that required drilling a hole in the staff head for the screw, or in the case of Vanellope's, the threaded rod to go into, and I never did get around to that last year. So last year, the screw for Sakura's staff head was just straight up glued on. It didn't work very well because the head of the screw isn't flat. The bottom of the staff is. So I had to drill a hole in the staff head to countersink the screw head, which is the technical term for it, as I was reminded by Jax, the guy who let me into Omaha Makerspace this time. He was working on making foam-tipped arrows for LARPing purposes, and I got to go in there for about an hour, much of which I spent waiting for the glue to dry after I finished drilling my hole. And so now it has a screw that is glued on but is also sunk into a little hole in the bottom of the staff head, and I believe it will work better. I did test it a little bit, very gently. It seemed to hold up okay. It could probably stand to have a rubber band filling in what little gap is left between the staff head and the body of the staff, and maybe reinforced with some duct tape, possibly. But hopefully it will hold up better than it did last year when the whole thing just basically fell apart. The glue did not hold up to the waving around as much as I would have liked. I can't do baton twirling like Sakura can, but you do need to hold it in front of you and place it with a certain amount of force and a certain amount of decisiveness. I hope I'll be able to do that again, and the staff head will need to stay on when it's placed directly in front of you at a 45 degree angle to the vertical, which is how you're supposed to hold it when you're using it for intended purposes. I'll talk. So that was my annual Makerspace visit this year. Went well. It was actually this past Thursday, July 31st, at about from 4 to 5 in the afternoon. And looking forward to Otakon this year. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. I haven't decided yet whether I'm doing another thread snippings or a Meta Tuesday. Probably the latter. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Thread Snippings. The theme song for Thread Snippings is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.